we worship you in truth. Make our church a holy praise unto you. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, God and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
When the worship team had practice this morning, I heard Jim say that was his favorite song. I won't tell you why, but... all righty. This is my first time doing this, so yeah. Well, after Wayne called me, I got somebody said I should speak about families this morning. So that's what I'm going to speak about. So, Lord, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for everything that you do for us. I ask you to be with us today as we study your word. And just give me the word to say, Lord. And we just ask that you bless this whole congregation here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I've got some scriptures here. The first one is Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 7. I got about 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, so. Okay. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when you liest down, and when thou risest up. That's Deuteronomy 6. 7. Okay, the other one is Ephesians 6, 4. I got to find it myself. Where do you go? There it is. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and admonition, whatever that word is, of the Lord. I had to pick some with some weird words in them. Okay, then Proverbs 7:17. A friend loveth all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I don't know what they had it, so. The next one is 1 John 3:23. Well, 2 through 3. Where did he go? There he is. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear that we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Okay, to me, Adam and Eve, when the Lord blew life into them, they were the first family. And I think family is very important. No, I lost my... when I was working, I worked a lot of hours, and I didn't get to see much of my family. I'd work over 400 hours a month. So I wasn't home that much. But they turned out good. I mean, they all know the Lord now. I mean, that's awesome. And I think that the parents should teach their children and talk to them about the Bible, about the Lord, and what he can do for them. We pray for our kids every day. And when they call, and they have troubles, we tell them the best we can, but then we say, go to the Lord and ask him. So, I know I had some more stuff. And, yes. Yeah, you have to teach your kids. You know, a lot of times they won't listen, but you know, eventually it'll get through to them. You know, go ahead. Oh no, those that are in the world are just—they're in a world of hurt. Let's put it that way. I mean, I'll take comments from anybody in the room today to help me out on this. But, yeah, that's what it is. Molly, get the microphone ready. Yeah, we're going to go up and you know, and it's not only your blood that is your family, it's your church family too. They're all family, you know, and you need to pray for them and talk to them, you know, and like we did this morning. It was just awesome. Go ahead. That's so true. That's so true. We, our son, they got a divorce from his wife, and she messed us over pretty good. It took me a long time to forgive her. I mean, sometimes I still get angry, but I just ask her, you know, because she's still part of the family in a way, because we got her kids as our grandkids. So, is there any more comments out there? Gretchen's got one.
My kids were raised in a Christian home. They know the Lord and who He is, but they've decided they don't want to follow Him. But my joy is in the scripture that says that they will. So I consider that the most important thing to look forward to, because if their daily walk isn't meeting God right now, there'll be a time when they're really grateful that they do know Him and that He will love them. Because we always remind them that He's your best friend. And He truly is. God is always our best friend.
Yep.
It seems like father like son, and that's the way I was.
Yeah.
Thank God I changed.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad. I just happened to be scrolling. I found a couple more scriptures I'd like to read, if that's okay. Okay, it's Proverbs 23:24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy in him. And Proverbs 10:1. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Whatever that means. That's what it says. And another one here just it says, Proverbs 23:15. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. So, and you know, we're not supposed to get our children mad at us by preaching at them if they don't want to hear it. You know, do it a little bit at a time. Just sneak it in on them, you know, like at dinner time. Well, let's pray for the food and stuff. You know, we when Shirley was first a Christian, our kids didn't like it at all. They thought that the church was taking their mother away from them. But they've come to realize that it wasn't the church, it was God. So, Susie.
Yeah, just to comment on basically what Trudy and Gretchen and you have said is when I grew up Catholic, but I said many times after I found my way that I was grateful that I was raised a religion of something where they taught Jesus Christ and Him crucified and, you know, and all of that background. And if I didn't have that as a background, I would have had a more difficult time finding my way. And the Lord was faithful to bring me. And there was a time, even though I lived as good a life as I knew how, not knowing what it meant to be a Christian, but knowing right from wrong, I didn't always do right. As most of us growing up, we become in a certain age bracket that we try to find our own way, or we search for maybe what I was raised wasn't it. Let me find the real truth. And in that process of finding ourselves, we don't, to our parents, look like we're doing what we were taught to do. But the Lord does promise, you raise up a child in the way they should go, and they will come back, because His word never returns void. And so just to reassure that it does happen, and I think when that happens, they actually come stronger back, you know. And, you know, you said that sometimes you can't just preach at your children. You don't want to push them away, but our example as the parents is probably the loudest voice they'll hear, because even though they don't seem like they're paying attention, you can't, once that seed is planted, they have conviction even when they're doing the wrong thing, once they know what their parents' example was. God is so faithful to use all of these things to help raise our children. Speaking from someone with no kids, by the way.
Well, I know I felt a little against people that Shirley was with at church until I gave my heart to the Lord. You know, she rubbed off on me. So, and what amazed me the most, we were going to a church, and this woman called me up and prophesied. She said, "You are going to go very far in the church." And I was a deacon in two churches, and now I'm an assistant pastor. So, I mean, if I could find her, I'd go tell her what was going on. But, we're going up to see our family and see our church family up there, too, because we keep in touch with them all the time. So somebody else had their hand up. Nobody? Huh?
Well, as a lot of you know, that I never had a Bible in my house when I was growing up. We never did anything at all to do with church, God, any of that. So my training was zero, absolutely nothing. And I married Wayne, which is a great blessing from God. But he was going to a church where we went to a few times, but there was no preacher. All they did was someone would stand up and say something and sit down, and then we'd wait for somebody else to finally decide to stand up and say something. And I thought to myself, this is church, and I had no idea what a real church was like. But in 2013, my son invited me to come and visit for a month. He paid the ticket, everything. I spent a month at his place and going to his church, and I go, yeah, this is what church should be like. And I came back here and I searched around and found one that I was happy with. And on the plane trip home, I never actually asked the Lord into my life because I didn't have a clue yet. But on my plane trip home, I went to open up a magazine and look at it, and as soon as I did, I had the feeling of, like, nerves all over my body telling me, ew, you don't want to do this. And that's when I realized that God chose me, and that I have to find a way and learn how to do whatever I'm supposed to do. But I'll tell you, growing up with nothing, it really does make it hard because you have no idea. I knew someone was protecting me when I was growing up because he always did something to help me and save me. But I wasn't sure what in the world or how in the world or anything. So my son is the one who brought me to the Lord. And I've told him over and over how grateful I am for what he did for me.
You want the microphone? I keep hearing this beeping in my ear. My hearing aid's going dead. It's going beep, 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 beep. Well, family is everything, you know. If it wasn't for family, none of us would be here. You know, so just keep your blood family in prayer and your church family. That's all I got to say. Now, huh? Love them all, whether they come to the Lord or not. You still got to love them. Yeah. You know, even these people that come here, you know, that for showers and all that, you just got to love them and talk to them like they're real people, which they are, you know. A lot of people talk down to them, but we don't. So anyway, as you notice, it's Communion Sunday. So let's take a minute, examine our hearts, and then we'll begin. Lord, we thank you for being able to come to you today and just share you with people. We ask that you be with us as we celebrate your life today. In Jesus' name. Bill and Thomas, can you come in? Everybody get their element? Okay, let's try this. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may eat the bread. And we thank you, Lord, for your body. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. You may take, you drink the blood. Oh. I was worried about everybody else. Lord, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for helping me get through this. And thank all of our people out here for the help they gave me, too. I really appreciated it. And we just thank you so much for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everybody. That was awesome. A blessing on all of you. Susie, safe travels for you today. Yeah.